President's Parish, President's Shear, with Gil Mosh.
All right, we left off with a kasha on the Rambam. Right, the Rambam's shita. Okay, everybody has. We mentioned that the Rambam's shita. Well, let's start off with that. Some Gemara itself, Mishnah, that a gina nasha is noig only by a behema tahira, not a behema tameya. In other words, in order to have a issa gina nasha chal, it has to be a behema that you could eat its meat. If you can't eat its meat, then there's no issa gina nasha. Therefore, if you eat the gina nasha of a chazir, of gamal, there is no issa of gina nasha. All right, that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says it is noyik. And how does Rabbi Yehuda answer? What does he say with the drasha of Misha Psaroi Mutter? Yatsa Zeh Shepsara Asa, Behemet Mei the Basar is Asa. Rabbi Yehuda says, one second, when did the Issa Gina Nasha start? It started by Yankov, the Pasha, the last week's Pasha, right? It says, Al Kein Lo Yechlu Bnei Yisrael is Gina Nasha. So now, at the time of Yankov Avinu, there was no Issa of Behemet Mei. There was no Issa to eat a Behemet Mei. Right, they might have kept it, but there is no issa. So when the Torah said Al Kein Lo Yechlu Bnei Yisrael Ginosha, and you make a drasha, only that which meat is mutter, a behemah tmeya was included in that. That means till Matan Torah, a behemah tmeya had a din of Ginosha. So Yehuda says, Imken, it doesn't make sense that after Matan Torah that should change. If the issa was chal and a behemah tmeya, it doesn't make sense. It's sort of a svara, some of you mentioned, like a mi-ikamidi. How could it be that before Matan Torah, there would be more of a chumrah that we were not allowed to eat gira nasha, and after Matan Torah, we are allowed to eat a gira nasha of a behemet meya? Right? It doesn't make sense.
It's not a real mi-ikamidi because you can't eat a bechlal for the other iser. It's a chazer.
Well, that depends if you hold ein begidin nois and tam or not. That would be good if you hold Yesh begin b'nais and tam. If you hold the way we paskin, ain't begin b'nais and tam, you're saying a good point. It's not true the way we paskin. If you hold ain't begin b'nais and tam, you're technically allowed to, not technically, you're allowed to eat gina nasha v'chazir. It's like eating the bones. You're allowed to eat the bones of a chazir. Some of us do. We eat jolten. Right? Those of us that eat jolten are eating basically, no, Shmuel. That's what it is, right? I don't know about pigs, but you know, it's a treifus. That's what it's bones, right? I'm not giving any hechsh. I'm just saying the shayla of gelatin is a separate shayla. Why? But pashas, you're allowed it. Why not? It's bones. Bones you're allowed to eat. So that's the meek and media. How could it be? Okay. We'll see that. I don't think it'll be in today's shir, but different when you could say meek and media. I'll just give you a tzushtel to that, just to understand that. Are you allowed to go ahead and kill a goy? Is it an issa to kill a goy?
Capital punishment.
What do you mean capital punishment? Dinim from the courts? What do you mean? Yeah, I'm not talking about goyish. I mean, you're allowed to kill a goy. What? What would you say? Gemara says all over, if you kill a goy, you're potter, right? That's for sure. What? Why? You mean baltashchis? You can use him as a cleaning lady. What do you mean? What does that mean, Elder? What? You have to clean it. Yeah, cut the tapes. What? Yeah, I'm asking if there's an issa. You know, an issa ritzicha. Is there an issa ritzicha? So, but the ma'isa we know is the Gemara says all over. Gemara never tells us how we know it. It's probably taken out from the census. The Gemara says all over niskaven la'areg. A goy and Yehorag Yehudi is potter, right? The Gemara says he threw a stone attending to kill a goy, and he killed, we're not talking about mutter, we're talking about a guy stam, going around killing, he's shot. So the Gemara says he's potter. Or the Gemara has a nine people in Ksubis, ten people are running and he kills, and Reva Goyim, Reva Yidin. It's clear. Now it's Rashi in Chumash, in the old Chumash, I don't know, maybe these they put in, but in old Chumashim it's missing, the old ones it's there, the census took it out. Right? Somebody kills his friend, You can take him off the Mizbeach even if he's even he runs into a sanctuary, you can take him out, and you give him capital punishment. Zokt Rashi, Mechilta, Re'eyu V'loy Akum. You're potter if you kill Akum. Could I have, if you don't mind, Nezikin, Rambam Nezikin? Have it? Is there a Nezikin there? There should be a... No? Yeah, Shkaya Ben. Nezikin, just it says Nezikin there. No. Yeah. Niski moment is fine. Right. Nezikin. Thank you. Yeah. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha, the Rambam starts off, now, interesting, as you all know, those of you who have Rambam, you have the Rambam that with Till Frankel a few years ago printed these Rambams. The Frankel Rambams is the old Gisal, probably the more correct ones. So in the old ones, you learned about David Kronberg, so he wasn't there yet. He was there. Because I heard it was his Diyuk once. In the old Rambam, it's the ones, the regular Rambams that we have, it used to say, Kol HaHoyreg Nefesh Ben Adam. If you kill a, let me just see in the scroll, see what I should have. Yeah, Ben Adam. Kol HaHoyreg Ben Adam, and they write, Machmas Atzenzura, because of the censor. But in old ones, you say, Kol HaHoyreg Ben Adam, Oiver B'loy Sase, Shenem Eloy Seitzach. So I heard Erev David once with Medayik, that it says Ben Adam, it's not Masha the Rambam Yisrael. L'maisa, it's very schwer, because the next part of Rambam says, V'im Rotzach B'zod B'fnei Eidim B'sosu B'sayiv, which is not true, that's clear, that if you kill a goy, you're potter. And the new guest, meaning the original Geir says, Kol HaHoyreg Nefesh Ben Adam Mi Yisrael. Okay? Kol HaHoyreg Nefesh Ben Adam Mi Yisrael. So, the Lois Sirtzach is to kill a Yid. Now, then the Rambam in another place says that if you kill... I'm just finding these prints on it. I used to print in this one, but in another place he says, Rambam says like this. The Rambam goes into a soicher horig lahorig. If you get what's called a hitman, lahorig is chaveir. Or Shesholach Avodav, he sends somebody, Shriach Dvaveira. Or if he ties up his friend and he leaves him there and a lion comes, a train comes and goes over him. All these things, you're not Chayv Misa, so that's Gemara. But still, Kol Echad Me'elis Shefech Damim, Hu V'Oven Ariga B'Yodai, V'Chayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, V'Ein Be'Em Misa's Bezit. U'Menayin Shekein Hu Adin, how do we know that? So the Rambam says, Sharei Yoimer, it says, by Noyach, Shofech Dam Ha'odom, Be'odom Domo Yishofech. Zeh Ha'oreg, Ba'atzah Shadei Shliach, it goes into different drushes of what this pasuk means. I know it's the Gemara L'Moshul, if you kill a treifer, the Gemara says if you kill, that's important, the Gemara says if you kill a treifer, you're potter. Rambam says, you still, it's a terrible thing, you chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Where does the Rambam get this from? So the Kesem Mishnah brings a Mechilta. He says, Liftei Matan Torah, before Matan Torah. So we were not allowed to kill an Akum. We're not allowed to kill an Akum. Now that the Chmarta, now that we became Mochama, we have Tayag Mitzvah, Hikalta, is it possible that we have a Kula, that you're louder? It can't be. That's the boy. Okay? In other words, that even though the Torah says you're potter if you kill an Akum, but still, you still have the Issa of Noach. He can't be worse than a Ben Noach. So it sounds like that's what Yehuda is saying. Since when you were B'nai Noach, you were not allowed to eat the Gidah Nosh of a... By the way, this is also, could be according to Rambam, the Issa of abortion, which we'll do another time. Right, I think we touched upon it a few months ago. The issa of abortion, what is the issa to abort? The Gemara never says there's an issa to abort. We know there is an issa, we know the Paiskim say that. What is that issa? Because we know a goy gets is not allowed to kill, not allowed to abort. Which is big shiles, by the way. If a person's a nurse, and the doctor does abortions, it's a goy's not allowed to commit abortions. So you're helping him. Are you allowed to go ahead and help him abort? So there's a woman here in the community that had this shiloh. She's a nurse, and one of the things she does is to help doctors commit abortions. Are you allowed to do it? So we sent a shiloh of Moshe Zatzal at that point, and basically he said that since it's a goy and he's going to do it anyway, and so it's not mamish lefnei iver because he's going to do it anyway, and they're going to fire you, so you'll get a different nurse. So with a few tzirufim, you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Again, everybody should ask, but goyim and narak do abortions. They get killed for it. That's technically, all the anti-abortion laws, the lobbies are right in a certain way. Avada b'kuach nefesh, that's a different thing. By goyim, even though the Gemara, the Taisus says in one Teretz that for b'kuach nefesh is mut. It's not that simple, but Taisus says it is. Because Tzav Kol Saf, who says one's life is more important than the other. If it's called a murder, so you can't murder one person to save another person. You can't murder a person to take out his lungs to give another person, right? But anyway, Koponim, since it's also by Goyim, it's also by us too. So it's that type of thing. About the,
why does Rambam say that? How is a narrow
dog? Evet Knani? Evet Knani is different. Evet Knani, what are you looking at?
Rambam.
Okay, I guess it. Evet Knani is a different halacha. That's a good point. Evet Knani is a Raya Re'eyu. That's what they bring right at this din of after mitzvah after rechikamach even ago. Anyway, that's the Kesemisha. That's what he says. That's what he brings. The Kesemisha brings such a mechilta. So, okay, so let's get back to Gid Anash again. So Rabbi Yehuda says that how could you go ahead and say that Gid Anash of Beimat Tmei's Mutter was also before Sinai? What did the Chachamim answer? The Chachamim answered, no, Bisinai. Ne'emar or b'sinai ne'esar, some of you show him ever gives to the Rambam. B'sinai ne'emar, ela shenichta makayim, which Rashi learns Poshup Shot, what does it mean? B'sinai ne'emar, that it was said in Matan Torah. The Isser only started in Matan Torah. The Isser of Gidon Asher did not start with Yaakov. It's written by Yaakov, it's written because of the fusion. Al-Kain lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gidon Asher. Yidden are not going to eat because of this Maisa, the Isser starts. So it's a starkel machloikus. It started at Sinai. So that's...
What?
Right.
The pasuk says, until this day.
So?
At Sinai, why was he implied that they'd been doing earlier time in
Silva? No. Adayim Azeh doesn't mean necessarily. Adayim Azeh you find when the Torah is given. It's not true. When the... At the end of the 40 years. That doesn't mean... Doesn't mean that. That's what Rashi learns. That's Pasha Adavi Shem learned. Right?
But that's the answer of Yehuda?
That's the answer of Yehuda. So they're arguing chronologically when the issa was given, historically when the issa was given, and as a result of that, Machloikis, historic when it was given, that's when we say the issa of Gid Anash started. That's what we say is totally the Machloikis if it's knowing by Behemoth Meir. If it started right away, so it's Chal on a Behemoth Meir. If it started afterwards, then it's only on a Behemoth Meir and not a Behemoth Meir. And the problem is the Rambam, like we said, because the Rambam says that it's only knowing by Behemoth Torah, not like Behemoth Tmei, like the Tanakama, and yet he says Yankiv was given the Issa of Gid Anash. Hoysef alav Yankiv, Gid Anash. Lachamisha asks, this seems to be a stira, so the basic teretz that the Achreinim, the Chassam Sefer, the Truma Sakri, and the Zakdamas say, which is Kamal Mufush in the Rambam, that the Rambam l'shitase, Taka learns a different pshat, Dr. Michael's right, that Rambam learned pshat in the Rambam, in the pasuk that it means it started right now. It started right now. It started by Yankiv. That's how the Rambam learns. Except it was given by Sinai again. In other words, that we don't eat Eiv Menachai is not because it was given to Noach. These are the examples the Rambam gives. That we mal ourselves is not because it was given to Avram Avinu, even though it was given only to Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yankiv. And that we don't eat Gid Anash is not because of Yankiv, because it was said in Sinai. And as we mentioned, the Mishumar says, that means you have an Isser in the Torah, which is not written as far as the Torah after Shmois. It's written in Bracious. So meaning, it was...
There's Niyakamidi Svar anymore?
What do you mean? Oh.
Because
one second.
It's going to come out that
well, one second. What's that good point? He's saying is like this. What he's saying is the Rambam. Give me just a minute. The Baruch, I'll get to that. In other words, but the reason we don't eat Gidonasha is because Moshe Rabbeinu said don't eat Gidonasha in Har Sinai. When he wrote the Torah, he wrote it in Vayishlach. But the Isurim comes from Tayag Mitzvah Nemru LaMoshe MiSinai. It was given at Sinai. But it was set over at Sinai. It's just written over there, but it was set over at Sinai. But it did start from Yaakov. All right, so what's the difference? So the difference is what the Gedarim are. If it was, if the pshat is you don't go after Yaakov Avinu's Issa, there was an Issa to Yaakov. But we had the Issa repeated in our Sinai. So when it's repeated, it goes with the Gedarim of what it was in Sinai, which is what? Behemah Torah, not Behemah Tmeiah. Right? And Mikamidi, that you're not worried about Mikamidi because Mikamidi is only something where a goy has an issa. Now, how could it be that we're allowed to kill a goy and a goy can't kill a goy? But Gidonasha has nothing to do with goyim, only has to do with us. So we don't have the issa. Till Matan Torah we had an issa with Gidonasha. After Gidonasha with a behemah tmeya. After Matan Torah we have Gidonasha without a behemah tmeya. Because the parameters, the gedarim of the issa change. Masha Enkin, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the issa started then. Just like Mila started then, Gidonasha started then, so you go with the parameters of what it was in Yaakov Avinu. In other words, that's the Seder of Nesina Satira. The Seder of Nesina Satira is Avram gets Mila, Yaakov gets Gidonasha, and so forth. So since it started with Yaakov, it's according to the way it was prescribed, the framework of what it was given to Yaakov, which is a behemoth man. That's the Achrayim's text.
Go ahead. Why can't we give? I just wondering if this is the terrorist. Why can't we just say that anytime you have a Metzius, it comes out that it's handy end. But in then it was a behemah tahira to begin with. So also in the end, behemah tahira is.
You're right. It is, but you can't go ahead and say what the issus chal. That's the issus chal.
But it's changing in then.
So what is a Yehuda hold? Then what's the machloikus? So what's the machloikus exactly? So that's a hard to hear what the machloikus is.
According to this, the Rambam
and
Kuhan is only going according to
Rabbi Yehuda, because that's what Chacham, right, exactly, that's what he says. Sim libcha be'ikazeh. That's what he means. Besinai ne'esa. He says that in the words, which is the Chacham's word, exactly. He's saying, he's touching up what the Machlokes of Yehuda and Chacham are. Oh. The only problem with that is that you had a kasha, all the Chaymeres from the Gemara and Chulin, right, in the parsha where we see that Yosef meets the brothers. So it says that he Maidik Siv Tavoyach Tavich Vahachin. Tavoyach Tavich, prepare and have it really prepared well. So Gemara learns out, Tavoyach Tavich Paralahem Beis HaShchita, that Vahachin Tol Bifneyem, Tol Gidonasha Bifneyem. Take out the Gidonasha. So Gemara says, who's that going? Like the Yehuda, like that Mandama. Why? Because otherwise, why did he have to take out the Gidonasha? According to the Rambam, Gidonasha was Noig. So Bishma, according to Rashi, the Issa Gidonasha was only Noig according in Rabbi Yehuda, right? Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Chum. So the Bryce is going with Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Rambam, that everybody agrees that the Issa Gidonasha was given to Bianca, if the Shaila was, did it change, did it fall off of Beimet Meir? The Shvatim had to take out Gidonasha because everybody holds it was an Issa Gidonasha. So according to Rambam, what's the Gemara saying? That this Brisa gone according to Yehuda. That's the Chayim's Kasha on the Rambam, this pshat, which is the Rambam. So on that, we started saying Teretz, and you all asked Tosis's Kasha. Tosis asked the Kasha, what does it mean that if you see the Tukai Gidonasha, must be the Issa Gidonasha was Noig before Matan Torah. It was Noig before Matan Torah. Maybe just like they ate only Shechtet, Paralahem Beis HaShchit, I don't know who the Shechtet was exactly, but Menashe could be, yeah? How do they know exactly? Is he in the place? We'll see. Paralahem Beis HaShchit, when show them that it was Shechtet well, so too, told Befnei Gidonasha, take out the Gidonasha, because they kept the Kol HaTorah, that's Tosis Kasha. Who says that there was an Issa Gidonasha? Maybe they kept it just like they kept Shechita. What's the riot? So Tosis says one Torah says, well, Hachin is mashma, without it you couldn't eat it. And one Torah says, a Chiddush, that they didn't keep the Torah Taka, and it was minadin, and a goy has to have some kind of shechita, which is nechi, which is a meridik, a chiddush, and all the achrenim go into what's pshat in that tais. But that's tais's kash. So on this, there's a teretz from the Brisker Rav that I heard from Rav Meshe Pir, Zazayin Gesund, and based, now, the Brisker Rav is coming to answer up tais's kash, which is going with Rashi, but based on the etzem vart itself, we can answer up the kash on the Rambam. So let me first tell you what the Brisker Rav's teretz is. The Brisker Rav, to answer up tais's kash, how do you know there was an issa of Gidon Asha? Maybe they were noyig issa Gidon Asha, just like they were noyig issa Shechita. So the Brisker Rav answered Shaloi Kedarkoi with a Chassidish Maisa. Very unusual. He answered up with a Chassidish Maisa. It's a very well-known Maisa, so it's not such a problem. The Brisker Rav knew about it, but because it's a part that sort of pokes fun at Chassidim in a certain way. So let's first, nobody take it personal if you're Chassidish. Let's first understand that everybody knows there were Chassidim and there were Misnagdim. There used to be such a Zach, right? There used to be Chassidim and there used to be Misnagdim. And everybody knows, heard of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, one of the big Misnagdim was the Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda was a Meridik Misnagdim. In fact, in his Sefer Tzlach, right, he writes against the Chassidim in the Akdama, and he writes that these people, Kidarke Hashem Yeshar, he paraphrases sort of the Pasuk in Tillim, Tzadikim Yelchubo, it says Poishim Yikoshlubo, it says Chassidim Yikoshlubo. Chassidim will trip in it. They use the Torah in the wrong way and they trip in it. But what happened? Who owned the printing press? Chassidim. Right? I guess they had the money. So they printed it and they changed it. If you look at the old Tzlachs, it doesn't say. The new ones, they changed it. It says, Tzadikim Yelchuba V'poishim Yekoshuba. So when they showed the Nadi B'Yuda the Tzlach that's printed, he saw they changed. He says, hey, look at these Chassidim. I made them from Poishim into Chassidim, and they make themselves from Chassidim to Poishim. What kind of business is that? But anyway, it's known that anybody knows by Chassidim, the Sefer Nadi B'Yuda is Kodesh Kadoshim. If the Nadi B'Yuda passes something, you can have a thousand, which usually he's very solid, very hard to argue in a Nadi B'Yuda. But even if you have tens and tens of Poiskim argue on the Nadi B'Yuda, by Chassidim, it's the Kodesh Kadoshim, they go, anyone knows in the Halacha, Nadi B'Yuda always passes. In fact, there's some minhag, you know, the Nadi B'Yuda writes a whole tshuva against saying L'Shem Yichud. He writes very shtark against, he held, you're not allowed to say L'Shem Yichud, it's only for Bali Kabbalah, you have no right to do it. He writes very shtark against it, he's referring to the Chassidim who say L'Shem Yichud. And in certain Chassidim, I think Bells, they don't say it the night of his Yahrzeit. Night of Yahrzeit falls out, I believe, on Yeshia. Falls out in Sfir Sa'ima, one of the nights of the Sfir Sa'ima. And that night, they kvayd l'shem night of Yudah, so apolah d'gazah. Chassidim say l'shem Yichud every time. And interesting, Ari Bergman has a goda from the Nadi B'Yuda's biggest taina was Talmud, was the laser fleckless, the Tshuva Me'ava. So he has his agada. I have his agada too, but Ari has his agada with the ksav yad, so there's a little difference in price, right? He has it with his ksav yad. I don't have it. I have a new one. I mean, a reprinted one. And in the side he wrote, and he has a tshuva against saying L'Shem Yichud, and the experts say, that's what Ari told me, it's his handwriting, he writes for himself to L'Shem Yichud Kutcher. So I dined it because he probably knew Kabbalah, so he was able to write L'Shem Yichud. But I think in his, because in the Sefer himself, he writes stark in the Nadi B'Yuda, those who do it, they don't know what they're starting up with and who they're, you know, the Nadi B'Yuda's koyach. But anyway, it's known that was the Meiridika koyach of Nadi B'Yuda. So the Baal Shem Tov sent his brother-in-law, Reb Gershon Kitever, to go be Mishamish the Nadi B'Yuda. He went to be Mishamish the Nadi B'Yuda. He went from the Carpathians Mountains to Prague, to Czechoslovakia, then at Czech, and he washed his hands. So there's a whole, what's called a vikuach, a dispute between him and Nadi B'Yehuda that's printed. We don't know how much of it is true, how much of it is not true. It was written by different people, but in there, there's a few interesting things. It says that the Nadir Yehuda, the Baal Shem Tov told him, try to get the Nadir Yehuda to smile, because when he smiles, when he's happy, it's good for the whole world. There's the things that we don't understand over there. But one of the, comes in there, the few things that happen. But one of the things that it says over there in the middle, of while he wanted to show him the Chassidim are big, that the Baal Shem Tov, they were, rather the Talmida, the real Talmida, Baal Shem Tov, they had all kinds of koiches, and he was trying to show him, sort of, you'd say, like they have Ruach HaKodesh or some sort of extra powers. So a lady came in with a shayla to Nebir, on a chicken, on a marah, whatever it is, and she passed by the Gershon Kitavah, she showed it to Nadir Yehuda, and the Nadir Yehuda looked at it, and the Nadir Yehuda paskin, Tomei, Tahar, Dam, Trev, Kosher, whatever what. And the... And Reb Gershon Kitavar told him, I know what it is. And he told him the psak. He says, how do you know? He said, I smelled it. As the chicken went by, or the marrow went by, I was able to smell on it if it was tamei or tahor, if it was kosher or treif. And I know. So he's trying to show him the have koiches that he learned from his brother-in-law, the Baal Shem Tov, certain koiches. So the native used the tguva. His reaction was, oi, you gave me good pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, he says, asida teiru lishtakach mi Yisrael. Torah is going to be chas v'shalom forgotten. He saw. So Shimon says chas v'shalom. Lo yamushu mipicha mipizaracha mipizarazaracha. Elo what? Asida isha to come. A woman's going to come into base medrash. Kikar shel tshuma biyada. She's going to hold a loaf of bread in her hand of tshuma. And she'll ask a shayla. It was a rishon that touched. I don't remember the Gemara. The Gemara says a complicated shayla in tuma and lo yimtzu halacha brura. That's we get the terminology Mishnah. There'll be people won't know the halacha. They'll be confused, like we see nowadays. Yeah, you know, a little here, a little there, but you don't know the whole picture together. That's what's called. It's not Mishnah brewer. Their Mishnah is not brewer. They'll be confused. So maybe he says, I understand. Why does the what does the woman have kashayla? A kikah shel tshuma. It's not a chicken that you have to ask. You show the rav if it's kosher treif. It's not a mari you have to show the rav if it's damtar damtar. It's a story. Kikah shel tshuma means a story of a kikah shel tshuma. What does she have to bring it in? A siddicha that she's going to bring a kikah shel tshuma to base medrash. What does she have to bring it in for? So Rambam says, that's the shikhas ha-taira. She'll come into base medrash. They won't be able to answer her because they didn't learn taira so well. But they'll be able to look at it and see if it's torn out with the ruach ha-kodesh, with reyach. So he says, that's shikhas ha-taira. That's where you read shikhas ha-taira. That's what the Nadir Yehuda said. That was the answer. Okay, we don't know what Reb Gershon Kitavar answered him exactly, but that's the story. So the Nadir Yehuda, so the Brisk Rav said, Reb Gershon Kitavar is right. There is such a thing as reyach ha-taira. Reyach ha-tum, reyach ha-taira. You see that in the Gemara. The Mashiach is able to smell out. Right, whatever it means in the Gemara, you write Mona Shlishi, learning by Metzin Yeshiva. Right, so Yei Munach Atshiyova Eliyahu. What's Eliyahu Novi going to do exactly? What's he going to do for you? How's he going to be able to tell you what's it mean? How do you lump shot in the Gemara? Puchanan answer. Well, is Islam going to be believed? Is Ruach HaKodesh? Right, so this is a whole big shaila. So anyway, he says, if Avad is such a reality, a tray for chicken has a certain smell. Like the Mashiach is going to be able to tell her who's a Yirah Shemayim or not. You have a smell of a chicken tray, a tray for, of a tahira, of a tamaya, and so forth. It has a certain smell. But you can't paskin with that. You can't paskin. That's what Nebi was telling. You can't paskin with that. Lo b'shemayim. You can't paskin. That's what the it's not the pshat of Geshe Kitavu was wrong. There's no such thing. But there is such a reality. He was able to tell. But you can't paskin with that. That's what Nebi said to him. You can't paskin. So he says, what's a nafkamina? That there is this reyach. What do we care? He says, the avos before Matan Torah, if Avraham Avinu would have a shayla on a chicken, would he be able to paskin with Ruach HaKodesh? So he said, the Brisk Rav, yes, he could. Why? Because since Torah was still b'shamayim, you could paskin b'shamayim. It's only when Torah is giving us b'tayrus Torah, was giving us his Torah, then you can't paskin. So Mela said the Brisk Rav would be a very beautiful vart in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yosef Tzadik told them to paru lahem beis hashchita. They should show paru lahem, show them beis hashchita. What are you going to help beis hashchita? Somebody shows you that shechted well. There's no way to tell shechted well. Maybe the shechet did she'i. In other words, there's certain psulim that's physically not shecht. When shechet shecht takes a cigarette break and keeps going, it's possible. If he takes a long break, right, between one sim and another, it's no good. What are you supposed to tell? The Tarets is, they're able to tell with Ruach HaKadosh, Ruach HaTorah. Fine. But by Gidon Noshe, he says he's medayik in the words of Gemara, and I think it could be the Rashba's medayik in the words of the Gemara, if I remember. Toil Gidon Noshe bifneihem. Take the Gidon Noshe out in front of them. Why in front of them? If they have Ruach HaKadosh, why can't you be Samachan if they took out the Gidon Noshe or not? So Brisker Rav said, Toil bifneihem, because it's a raya that Gidon Noshe was min a din. It already had a din Torah. And if it had a din Torah, that means it was noyig already as part of the Torah. That's the Brisker Rav's Torah. It's a very shena Torah. You know, Shtikol Agadata, but very nice Torah on Tais Kash. Again, Tais Kash was, how do we know that there was an Issa Gidon Noshe because they took out the Gidon Noshe? Maybe just like there were noyig an Issa of Shechita, there were also noyig an Issa of Gidon Noshe. So Brisker Rav said, because of Chayra, what did it help to show them Beis HaShchita? Vaisais, they paskin with some kind of Reyach, some kind of Ruach HaKodesh. Why couldn't you use that same Ruach HaKodesh in, and I'll, somebody asked me, well, maybe they only had Ruach HaKodesh for one thing, not the other. So we'll get to them in one second. So, first of all, we don't know what Ruach HaKodesh is. And I'll bring you a Raya from a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, it's not true, in a minute. But a Koponim, he says, so why does it say, Tol Bifneim Gidon Noshe? Why does it say, Tol, take in front of them? Because that they couldn't rely on Ruach HaKodesh. That's the Briscoe's text.
What?
You think that's... okay, I hope so. Right, okay.
Why could they rely on Ruach HaKodesh?
Because Gidon Noshe was already given to... Because it's Konkot Arbuda, that was already given.
So Shechita wasn't already given?
No, Shechita's not given till Midbar, till Eretz Yisrael. Shechita's a mitzvah. Over here, they already had to keep Gidon Noshe in the din. The original kash was...
talking about that they kept.
Right. That's the point. Mitzvahs they kept, you could talk a paskin with Ruach HaKodesh. Mitzvahs that they had, like let's say out of Shailin Mila. Right? You don't know if this child was born 8th day, 9th day. That of Rav Avinu Steining couldn't. Right? Couldn't. Oh. Now, I want to... What? Oh, very good, Elliot. Oh. According to the Rambam, that's not true. Why? Because since even what we got before Matan Torah was not yet mitzvahs of Torah, they couldn't pass Ruach HaKodesh. So there, Eliyahu is, David is right. Because the pshat is the Rambam's only going with the Chachamim, not with Rabbi Yehuda. That's the point. It's muchich that way in pshat. And the Rambam, Rabbi Yitzchak of Engel speaks that, but it's posh. The Chachloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is how you view Mila and Gidon Noshe before Matan Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, was given as Torah. Torah is Mila, Gidon Noshe, and then the mitzvahs. It went in stages, like we saw in the Rambam. Amram got mitzvahs, we got mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, and then we got in Sinai. Masha Enkin, the way we paskin, is Tayag mitzvahs, then with Moshe Sinai. Those mitzvahs were given as mitzvahs in Nevuah, that Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, Yankov had to keep, that they had to keep Gidon Noshe and so forth, they had to give Maisa, they had to daven, whatever it is. After Mount Torah, they were given again, meaning, then they became Torah. Oh, this is very good. If you see in the Gemara that they were now allowed to paskin with Ruach HaKodesh, is a raya that's only going with Rabbi Yehuda. That was what was the Chassam Sofer's kasha? The Chassam Sofer's kasha, according to the Rambam, the Issa of Gidon Noshe was already noig before Matan Torah. So since the Issa of Gidon Noshe was noig before Matan Torah, why does the Gemara say that this Bryce is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, could go according to Rabbanan too? Because Rabbanan also agreed that Issa was given. Yes, the Issa was given, but not the Torah's Torah. And if it wasn't given by Torah's Torah, then you can't have the Brisker Rav's Torah, it's the Tosfos's Kasha. Then Avada, if he took Gidon Noshe, it didn't have to be Bifneihem. He could have done it with Ruach HaKodesh. They didn't have to have the Akpada of Bifneihem. Is it right that the Gemara is going with the Manda Amar that, like David said, that the Torah was given already before Matan Torah, the Torah's Torah. Masha Enken Kod Rabban, it wasn't given by Torah's Torah. It was given by Torah's Mitzvah's Nevuah, Mitzvah's Lezman. Right, if I was the same mitzvah we had, but we have, our mitzvah is different. That is no din of Loish Shemayim.
So then, according to the Yehuda, why was it cause of
the Israel? Huh? It doesn't have to be. It could be.
What purpose is it?
It doesn't, we don't know if it was. We don't know. Ah, you'll ask me the Gemara, Tayyag mitzvah, I don't know. Could be the Rambam's learning, it's only going to the Don La'alach, in a Hanabi. The Musik of Tayyag is not Tayyag. We're used to the Indian Tayyag, but who says he can, like I asked you, what is the sin of Tayyag? Tzadik says there are 1,000 mitzvahs. He has a Kabbalah, Mishem Agro, which we don't know how. What the sin is Tayyag?
No, but the Gemara many times says...
Doesn't really. It says it only twice, I think. Tayyag mitzvahs, then so Yudha could be argues on that. And the Chalem, it's in the same. Now, Bris would also be Lachar. Now, I just want to, in case you want to know a Raya How do you know you can have Ruach Kodesh? If you have Ruach Kodesh, you have one brother. There was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin, Reb Elia Regola. Reb Elia Regola wrote a sefer called Yad Eliyahu, which was printed recently. And he was a Ish Kodesh Ad Ma'oid, a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin in learning. And he was a very big Mekubal. He was a very big Mekubal. He says he would have been bigger. He writes, if you look at his Hakdam, he says he would have been bigger in Kabbalah. But what happened was in Volozhin, he was a Meridika Masrid, unbelievable Masrid. In fact, there's a letter that he writes to his son-in-law. He says, don't prepare any Sheva Brachas Torah. In old days, Sheva Brachas Torah didn't mean to say, look up a sefer, say some drush, you know. Something it meant to say a good pilpul for an hour. And he says, don't prepare. Better you should learn Gemara with Rashi and not waste your time preparing pilpul. He was a Meridika Masrid. And Reb Chaim Volozhin used to call him in and tell him stories. It went on one week, another, and he went out of his mind. He couldn't understand it. What Reb Chaim's wasting his time. Told him, a bunch of little stories. And he left Volozhin. And later on he said he had Charata, because all those stories were Mafteches to understand Kabbalah, and he was too young to understand. Reb Chaim saw in him that he had the Koyches Kabbalah, and he said, because of that he lost a lot. That's what he writes, whatever that means. But he has a Shaila like this. He has a Shaila, can you paskin with Ruach HaKodesh? Meaning, Avada, the Gemara's talk about, you can't go against the Rav, right, the Gemara, but Metziah, you have a Rav, you have this, you know, all the Gemara there would seem to be going against Allah. But what happens if you have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's kosher treif, right? You come, you buy something, and the Ashkach fell off, you don't know if you bought kosher or not. So, and he seems to even talk about himself, the way he writes it, it's unbelievable. He writes, V'nafkamina le'elu shazachu shazaychin. To be Baba Say, he writes like, you know, there are people who can do these things. That's what he writes. Remember, he lived 150, 200 years ago. So he says to before Shi Gemara, the Gemara in Ervin says, Rabbi Loi and Rav Gamliel were once going in the road, and behind them was and they saw a piece of bread on the street. So the din is, you're not allowed to leave a piece of bread on the floor. That's the din, really, even though the Rambam doesn't bring it for some reason. But the Gemara in Eilam Mitzis, you know, your kids, you see a piece of bread on the street, you have to pick it up, right? So he went, he saw Goy, and he told him, Mavgoy, it's our name, I know you can look at the hard score, how it's pronounced exactly, I guess, Mavgoy, he says, Tol Kicker, take this piece of bread. Huh? So Veloy went over, he says, tell me, what's your name? He says, Mavgoy. He says, did you ever meet Rav Gamliel? Never met him in my life. Ui. Ba'oysa Shah, Rav Veloy says, Lamadnu Sheshimesh Rav Gamliel Baruch HaKadosh. Rav Gamliel has Ruach HaKadosh. Why he had to know that place? To know the guy's name? But it says in the Gemara he had Ruach HaKadosh. Fine. Then he said, Shma Mina Tlas. We learned three things from there. Shma Mina Ein Mavrin Al Eichlin. Shma Mina, the fact that he was, he didn't want, he gave it to the guy. And why didn't he take it for himself? Because Rav Oivrei Drachim Agoyim, and therefore it's probably Pas Akum, and Shmamina Chomet Shavu of a Pesach is Mutter, if it's a Goy's, and therefore he gave it to the Goy. That's why he didn't take it himself, because if it was otherwise maybe he could have kept it for himself. Shmamina Rav Oivrei Drachim Goy. Frekta Beli Regola, what's the Raya? Maybe not. Maybe Rav Oivrei Drachim and Agoy. But he just said he had Ruach HaKodesh. So with the same Ruach HaKodesh, he was able to paskin that what the bread was. He knew what the bread was because he saw in Ruach HaKodesh. Tarek says, no. Ruach HaKodesh to know his name, because of the hate, you want to know his name. Ruach HaKodesh to go ahead and paskin halacha, that you can't go ahead and do. That's what he says. It's a very nice raya. Anyway. Okay, just what taka do you think about Ye Munach HaChiyov Eliyo? Why, what's Eliyo Navi going to do? Right, Rabbi Yankov, I heard once, used to say they once wanted to make an endowment fund for Torah V'das, right? To have a, so he says he doesn't hold from it. Sorry, Yale, it doesn't always work. He says, I think I told you the story. He says why? He says, but if we get it, we're not this for Torah V'das. So he said that in the Gemara there's always all kinds of lochas, Yehimunach, Yehimunach, Yehimunach. He says, where are they all? Where are they all, Yehimunach? Rabbi Yankov said. The Vice says, when Yehimunach, somebody gets it at the end. somebody, it's not Yehimunach at Shiyov Eliyo. But Rabbi Chanan asks, what is Eliyo Navi going to help you? Two guys are fighting. One says, right, this guy's watching. They gave him $300, $200 for one guy, $100. He wasn't mechuyev to know whose it is. He's holding the $300. Reuven comes, $200 is mine. Shimon comes, $200 is mine. So you give each one back $100. Right, paskin. Vashaye munach ad sheyavoy Elio. What is Elio Navi going to do? He's going to tell you it belongs to Reuven Shimon. Dr. Michael, what are you, psychologically, why are we going to explain this? what are we explaining it?
I was just thinking to resolve the whole system, but that's not the case over there.
Yeah, that's
the
Bechanan's
Kashuk. They're going to settle.
They're going to settle. So Bechanan wants a taina that the pshat is... That the one who's lying is going to be so embarrassed in front of Elio Navi, it's going to be such dasna that he'll give in. That's how he learns pshat. Now Rashi's not mashing that way.
But
he said, no, it's when he comes. When he comes, and they'll go up to Elio, and they says, so, whose it is? And he says, oh boy, this is, he can't be worse than the Chassidish Rebbe I went to, must know what I'm doing. So Memele, he's going to be embarrassed and admit that he is. That's how, but it's not mashing Rashi that way. It's mashing is some kind of koyach. The Elio Navi has some kind of belief, which is a shverzah.
That doesn't okay. Help to find something.
What?
That helps when there's a machleik.
Right, there's a machleik, yeah, but you don't find... Right, you don't
find something that they don't know what belongs to, that's a different...
And where do you find... Yeah, where do you find... That's the problem. Because you find it by Yeimunach, by Mitzi in one place. That's the kasha. Okay, so next week we'll take off. Mitzvah Shem. Feil Chan Chanukah. Yeah.
That's the moyach is the boss.
Right. That's no, you're right.